Yes, thank you, distinguished delegates and dear colleagues. The panelists talked about the collaboration between the government and the national and international partners to support the women's entrepreneurship and education. And we thank you for your insights. And also we would like to share some of our own experiences in this context. In addition to the approved national strategy for overcoming the gender pay gap, we also support women's education and entrepreneurship through our joint initiatives with our international partners, including such programs as a program for internally displaced women to help them acquire professional skills in the creative industries and the IT sector. Also, a training course with the Stanford Graduate School of Business tailored for women who own manufacturing and service-based businesses. And a collaborative project with our UNFPA partners that provides economic empowerment to women who have experienced violence or face difficult life circumstances. We also face the unique task of integrating women into so-called atypical professions, including promoting these professions among women and adapting the industrial environments to better accommodate female workers. Looking ahead to 2025, we are conducting the communication campaign called Of Course You Can, with the support of UN Women, promoting the launched initiatives. Another cornerstone of our efforts is the modernization of Ukraine's labor legislation, including through adoption of a new labor code that will facilitate the increased women's economic activity and improve their competitiveness in the labor market. It also includes the amendments to the legislation that would ensure and allow the equal division of parental leave between men and women. We are also scaling up active employment programs, including various grant programs for women, as well as for veterans and their spouses. And our goal for 2025 is to sign over 15,000 contracts worth $85 million US dollars, creating 30,000 jobs. Additionally, we're launching the Women's Profession Project with the help of our USAID partners, which will create more than 50,000 jobs for women in atypical professions with specific targeted trainings. Overall, as Ukraine faces the challenge of the ongoing armed aggression of the Russian Federation, we remain committed to empowering women as active participants in our economic recovery and our growth. Thank you.